Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Wow, it's already April, and things are starting to warm up here in the Maryland area. But today isn't about warming up in Maryland. Today is about, well, education. For those who don't know, I started my professional career as a school teacher. I actually taught second grade in Bloomington, Indiana, at a school that was, well, it was an interesting school. I had 22 kids in my first class. 21 of them hadn't seen their father since before they were 4 years old. I got called Dad as often as I got called Mr. Anderson. It was a tough time. And while I was a teacher, I did a number of things. One of the things that I did was I actually started a teaching society called the Society of Dead Teachers. It was based on the movie Dead Poets Society and the Dead Poets Society, which is a group of kids that would escape from school and go off and in the darkness read the poetry of great poets. In the case of the Dead Teachers Society, we would get together and talk about the things that cause people to burn out, to get frustrated, to stop really engaging as teachers. I can remember my first year, I was in the mimeograph room, or actually it was just converted to a Xerox room. I still call it mimeograph because my student teaching year, we still had mimeograph machines that we used, so it was kind of bizarre. But anyway, I was in the room where the copy machine was, and there was a teacher copying pages. And I looked at her, and I'm like, wow, you're so far ahead. I'm struggling to figure out, you know, what I'm going to teach tomorrow morning, and you're already, you know, Xeroxing the pages for tomorrow afternoon. She looked at me and she said, no, I'm Xeroxing next year's work. That always bothered me. I don't know why. Anyway, so I started the Society of Dead Teachers. We used to meet at a Chi-Chi's restaurant. The reason Chi-Chi's was we were all over 21, but also they gave out free appetizers. And we actually enjoyed the free food. So I did that for a long time and actually started a listserv on the internet called DTSL. We were rated the most friendly listserv by Kent State University 2 years in a row, which I thought was kind of cool. We gave out Teacher of the Year awards and really grew. At one point, our listserv, we had almost 14,000 members. So it was kind of cool. So education is a passion of mine. But then I left education and moved into the technology world because of some of the frustrations I had as a teacher. It was hard because the technology wasn't available in the classroom. It wasn't easy to get to the technology that I needed in order to deliver the lessons I wanted to deliver, to do the things that I wanted to do with the kids and work with them and help them and really give them the opportunity to do the things that I thought would be of value for them. I've kind of dabbled in and out. I've worked with school systems a number of times. I've presented, advanced technologies and things like that to a number of school systems over the years. I've done, cap and gown ceremonies and all sorts of other things for high school seniors. And I've done presentations to the technology high schools in the Maryland area, to kind of help them be involved, to see, to feel, but also, to learn from somebody that used to be a teacher, but also somebody that was passionate about technology. And that's why you're going to see there's a link to the article I wrote about improving education. I don't think the problem in education is the teachers. I think it's time to stop saying it's the teachers. I think we need to take a very hard look at what we do with our educational funding, because I don't think we fund education properly. I think we waste a lot of time. We have technology available now that we could use and leverage to improve education quickly. One of the easiest things that we could do to improve education in the short run, and by short run, I mean literally by this time next week, is to send out translation earbuds to students and teachers all around the U.S. who are speaking a different language. Young students from Mexico that are in the U.S. that are not speaking English as a native language, give them a translation earbud. There's a number of companies that make them. Put the earbud in their ear, and they'll hear English come into their ear as Spanish. The teacher will be able then to communicate with that student in Spanish by simply speaking English, and the translation system will do that for the kid. So there's that technology alone will help, you know, thousands of children. And it isn't just young kids from Mexico in the U.S. You know, there are kids all around the world moving and going into schools that don't speak the language where they are. I know I personally moved to Thailand. I went to an English school because I didn't speak Thai well enough to get along in a Thai school. I would have loved to have gone to a Thai school, but I couldn't have done it. Now we have that capacity, that capability to provide technology for schools so that they can leverage it, use it, and deliver much better solutions for the kids in the world. And in case you can't tell, A, this is a longer than usual podcast for me because this is something I am passionate about. But also, it is something that could be quickly and easily fixed throughout this nation and throughout the world. We could make the world a much better place by simply fixing how we deliver education. So I'll just end this with, I'll include a link to my article. I believe that we could, if we wanted to, as a country, as a nation, as a world, fix education and make education the pantheon it should be. Education should be all about helping students learn to think. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Have a wonderful day.